This morning's sermon is called, I Am the Resurrection and the Life, Part 1, from John chapter 11, verse 17 through 29. As we continue to go through the Gospel of John chapter by chapter, verse by verse. I mentioned last Sunday that this chapter is dedicated to the resurrection of Lazarus. But there is so much more to learn from this chapter. This is a real life story about a man by the name of Lazarus who had been dead for 4 days that Jesus rose from the dead. Those of you who have read this story know this story well. You know that he had two sisters, Martha and Mary. And as we read through the Gospels, we have found out that Jesus loved this family. They were followers of Jesus. They had come to believe and know that Jesus is the Son of God, God in the flesh. He is the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of the living God. This is the last and most powerful public miracle that Jesus did before his crucifixion, proving that without a doubt, he is exactly who he declares to be, the Son of God, God in the flesh. This miracle is another sign pointing to the deity of Christ. We see Jesus' humanity side in this story, along with his deity, all coming together during this miracle. Let's go through our passage this morning. If you brought your Bible with you, please turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 11. Gospel of John, chapter 11. We're halfway through this book. A lot to learn. We're going slow so we can understand what the Lord has to say to us. Amen? This isn't a race. We want to know exactly what the Lord wants us to know about him, what he expects from us, and what we can expect from him. So let's go through the Word of God. Let's take a look at verses 17 and 19. It says, so when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now, Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. So as Jesus was approaching the town, we knew by Scripture that he was 30 miles away from where Lazarus and Mary and Martha were. He went off over to the Jordan Riverside where John the Baptist used to baptize people in Jordan River. So he was a little ways away. And now he has entered into the town. He's making his journey back to Lazarus, and it says that he had been dead, Lazarus, for 4 days, which he knew being God already. And it says that many people gathered around this family. This family was well known. And as the sisters were mourning the death of their brother Lazarus, many came to pay their respects like we do at funerals. And when many witnessed this incredible miracle, which is in our passage next Sunday, many were brought near to the Lord. This was the plan. This was the plan. We read back in verse 4 last Sunday of this chapter that this miracle was done for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. This was part of the plan. Jesus revealed to us that this miracle was for a greater purpose, to glorify God, to strengthen belief, and to deepen faith of all those around this family. As it says, there were many people gathered around this family, and there were many witnesses of this powerful miracle, which brought many to the Lord. That was the plan. Let's take a look at verse 20 through 24. It says, "Now Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went to meet him. But Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, 'Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask God, God will give you.' Jesus said to her, 'Your brother will rise again.' Martha said to Jesus, 'I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day.'" That's interesting, right? So as soon as someone went out and told Martha that Jesus is nearby, she took off running for the Lord. As we read, she took off to meet with the Lord, and her words to Jesus were, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Mary said the same thing in verse 32 of this chapter. Both sisters felt let down. Why did they feel so let down? Because they had witnessed Jesus healing so many other people. But their brother was dead. They were like, "Lord, why didn't you come sooner? Where have you been, Lord? We've been crying, weeping, and praying that you would come. What took you so long, Lord? You could have saved our brother." We read last Sunday in verses 5 and 6. It said that Jesus loved Martha and their sister Mary and Lazarus. We also read, "So when Jesus heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed 2 more days in the place where he was at." Right? Remember we read that last Sunday? All right? And we were like, "Wait a minute. Wait a minute here. This doesn't sound like love. Jesus heard that Lazarus was sick. He said, 'Yeah, sounds good. I'm going to stay here for another 2 days.'" Right? And we were like, "Whoa. What's going on here?" It says that when Jesus heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 extra days. What's going on here? I shared with you last Sunday something very important, and I want to share it with you again. The Lord wants you and I to know, in a time of great distress, if God isn't moving as fast as you would like him to, it isn't because he doesn't love you. It's because he has a plan. And the plan is in his hand. He's in control. And we know the safest place to be is inside the will of God. Amen? That's why he stayed 2 extra days. God's timing and purposes are greater than human understanding. And trials can be used to reveal God's glory and strengthen faith. And that's exactly what this miracle is going to do. Jesus' love for Martha and Mary was to let them walk through the valley. Have you ever been here before? Trials and tribulations come into your life. You feel like you're alone, abandoned. Where's the Lord? And you're just walking through that valley wondering, when is the Lord going to come? He did this so they might see his glory. Here's the spiritual lesson to you and me. God is working even when we don't understand. He's at work 24/7. Like Bob says, he never sleeps. He never sleeps. And sometimes God's delay is not a denial. It is the preparation for his plan. We need to understand that. Right? We want it done right away, right? We're like one and done. I said that before. One prayer, Lord, where are you? That's not how that works with the Lord, right? Lord, I asked for this yesterday. How come I haven't got it? Doesn't work like that. He wants you to keep coming to him. You know what? He already knows what you want. He already knows what your desires are. He already knows what's going on in your family and your life. Why does he want you to continue to keep praying? He says, seek, knock, seek, knock. You know why? Because it shows your faith in him. He already knows what you're going to come and ask before you even ask it. Delays can serve a greater purpose. Difficult situations can deepen faith. Jesus acts with divine purpose, not human urgency. You really have to understand that. Jesus' love for them and the way that he's going to display his love toward them is by revealing the glory of God to them. Now, in verse 22 that I just read, we see that Martha is still hoping that Jesus is going to do something, right? We see this in verse 22. You see verse 22? Because look what she said. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. As in, I know that whatever you ask the Father, and if it's his will, you can help us, Lord. One word. One verse with so much meaning. And Jesus said to her, it's like she never even said it. Verse 23, right? Look what he wrote. He says, your brother will rise again. Your brother will live again, Martha. And look what she says. She replies with this, which is very interesting. I know that he will rise again in the resurrection in the last day. She had her theology correct. She was thinking of the future resurrection. She said, I know, Lord. I know that he's going to raise. He's going to rise from the dead. He's going to rise in the resurrection in the last day. She's talking about the end times. Jesus is talking about, I'm going to raise him now. She's thinking, I know he's going to raise in the resurrection of the last days and times. The sisters remembered what Jesus said back in chapter 5. You got your Bible open? Go back to chapter 5. She remembered exactly what Jesus said. Go back to chapter 5. Same book. She was paying attention. Go down to verse 28. Verse 28 and 29. Look at this right here. Verse 28, Jesus said, do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good, as in those who have come to Christ, to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil, those who have rejected Christ, to the resurrection of condemnation. They remember Jesus' words. She says, oh, I know, Jesus, we heard you say that there's going to be a resurrection in the end. And the end days at the last days. She knew this. This is why she says, I know, Lord, he's going to rise again at the last day. I know. I just want my brother back today, though. She wasn't very comforted by this. Jesus said, your brother's going to rise. He's going to live again. She said, I know, Lord, I know. In the last day. But I wish he was here now. Jesus spent a lot of time with this family. We see this. We see this in the Gospels. And he taught them many truths. She knew that everyone who had ever lived would be raised at the last day. She knew it. Either to life or condemnation. Listen, for eternity. We're talking eternity. These are Jesus' words. Everybody will be raised from the grave at the last day, end time, end times. And they will be given a new resurrected body for either heaven or for hell, depending on their relationship with Jesus Christ. He will either be your Savior or he will be your judge. She knows this. She knows this. That God is going to give everybody a new resurrected body suited for the eternal dwelling. The girls knew this. That's why she says this. And then Jesus responds with another truth of who he is, which would change the way this woman would think, the way her family thinks, and the way those who know the Lord think in verses 25 and 26. Let's take a look. We're going to look at 25 actually through 27. Look at this right here. Powerful, powerful. Jesus said to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Amen? Do you believe this? She said to Jesus, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world. I do, Lord, believe this. If Jesus is involved, death doesn't stand a chance. Doesn't stand a chance. Being saved, listen, being saved takes the fear right out of dying. Takes the fear right out of dying. Because we know to be absent from the body is to what? Be present with the Lord. Amen? Take the fear right out of that dying. The minute you die, you'll be home with the Lord. If you are in Christ Jesus, you have nothing to worry about after this life. Nothing. As a matter of fact, it's only going to get better. It's only going to get better from here if you are in Christ Jesus. Jesus was telling Martha, if you believe that I am the resurrection and the life, you will never die. You will look at life differently, Martha. Death will be different for you. Not like a world that has no hope. It's going to be different for you. What did Paul write to the Thessalonians? He said, we don't grieve like those who have no hope. We know where we're going after this life. We rest in Christ. For us believers in Christ, death is just graduation day. That's it. It's just graduation day for us. We go from here to there. And I can guarantee you it's going to be a lot better than down here. But in the meantime, God wants to use you as a light in this dark world for Him. He's not done with you. He wants to use you. I've said this before. If you want to be used by God, all you got to do is raise your hand. Here I am, Lord. Send me. And He will. He's got work for us to do. We've got to go share the gospel to a dying world. So they don't end up on the wrong side of this for eternity. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. And then Jesus asked Martha something so important. Four words. Do you believe this? Four words with so much writing on it. Do you believe this? Martha answered, Yes, Lord. I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God, who's come into the world. My question to you this morning, do you believe this? Do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, God in the flesh? Do you believe that Jesus came down from heaven to save sinners just like you and me? Do you believe that Jesus died for your sins so you could be forgiven? Do you believe that He rose 3 days later from the dead? Do you believe in His words? Do you believe in His works on the cross? Do you believe that He is the resurrection and the life? And have you turned to Him with all your heart and soul? I'm talking all your heart and soul. And placed your faith and trust in Him and Him alone for your salvation. If so, you can have life in His name. That's a promise from Jesus. You can have life in His name. Listen, too much is riding on this for you not to believe. Eternity is a long time to get wrong. Amen? Eternity is a long time to be wrong. Too much is riding on this for your soul. Let's go ahead. We'll finish up with our last two verses. Verse 28 and 29. It says, when Martha had said these things, and when Martha had said these things, she went away and secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, the teacher has come and he's calling for you. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to Jesus. Almost to say, Mary, will you go talk to Jesus? You can understand Him better than I can. We know Scripture tells us that Mary would often sit at Jesus' feet and listen to His words. Smart woman. All through the Gospels. When Martha was busy, she was a busybody. She just busy, couldn't sit still. Told the Lord in Luke chapter 10, come on, tell Mary to get up and help me serve. Come on. You know, she was a very busybody, worried about many things, and Jesus rebuked her for that. Said, Martha, Martha. You know when someone says your name twice, you know you're in trouble. Jesus said to her, Martha, Martha. You are distracted and worried about many things, but what Mary has done will not be taken away from her. You need to learn from your sister. She sits at my feet and listens to my words, and this will be a memorial to her. That's why I think Martha said, you need to go talk to Jesus. You understand him better than I do. And she took off and said, I will. I love sitting at Jesus' feet. I love his words. Smart woman. To be continued next Sunday. Part two, next Sunday, God willing, we're going to go through the rest of this story. Jesus is going to raise Lazarus from the dead right before their eyes, and many will be brought near to the Lord. What a story. Let's go ahead and close in prayer, then we'll sing our communion hymn song together. Let's pray first. Dear Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for speaking directly to us through your word this morning. Oh, Lord, I hope everyone's hearts and minds here this morning were open to your word, and that your word will draw them closer to you. Too much is riding on this, Lord, for us not to repent and believe in all that who you are. So we thank you, Lord. We ask you that you'll continue to speak to us each and every Sunday, and you'll speak to us every day when we pick up our Bibles to know more about you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.